Hi, I'm David Yak with Colorado Technology Consultants, and in this session we're going to walk through some of the user interface extensibility features that are in Dynamics CRM 2011. There's a lot of changes that are happening in CRM 2011 that make it easier to build more dynamic interfaces, make it easier for the user to work through the work that they're trying to do on a form, as well as for the customizer or somebody putting together a solution to be able to tailor it more specifically to the solution that they're trying to build without necessarily always having to drop down into hardcore coding, but also at the same time allowing for more options for pulling in those deeper code enhancements, whether it's from Silverlight, whether it's from jQuery and HTML, whether it's just a static HTML content, being able to pull those in as part of the overall solution, being able to easier modify the interface to adapt to varying different things. And we'll be talking about those in a number of the different sessions around the user experience extensibility. In this first session, we're going to introduce some of the key points that we want to cover and some of the broader concepts that we want to go over. There'll be subsequent sessions where we'll dive deeper into each. For example, the ribbon or navigation aspects, there'll be separate sessions that will cover each of those. In this session, I'm going to cover some of the user experience goals. Those are things that, as they set out to build the new version, what were some of the things they were thinking about as they started and tried to achieve as part of that release. We'll look at some of the application navigation changes. We'll start touching on that. We'll look at some of the forms improvement. In fact, I'll dive in and look at some of the editor and show you how to build some of them, some of the new features that make it easier to build more richer forms just out of the box without having to get into custom forms and code that you have to do. We won't be talking about web resources in this session, but in a later module, we'll be covering web resources. Web resources are a key part of being able to extend the user experience because they allow you to bring in HTML, jQuery-type content, as well as Silverlight, and use those in the context of the form and the overall application navigation. Later, we'll also be covering custom content scenarios. So the custom content scenario starts talking about as you step beyond just the simple what you can do with the forms, how do you make decisions with respect to using ASP.NET, with respect to using jQuery HTML, Silverlight, and some of the options that you have for bringing those together. Each time a new version is set up, there's goals that are established. And a lot of these are driven by each of you that are watching this from the feedback that you provide that says, hey, it's too difficult to do this, from the user studies, from watching users use the product as they learn how to make things more optimal. A lot of those come back into goals for the next release of the product. Specifically, things around improving the usability of forms. Probably one of the most common comments I've seen in the past versions are the forms are too clicky. There's too many clicks to accomplish things. You'll see, if you haven't seen already, that there are a lot of things done to try to reduce the amount of clicks that it takes to be able to do those. Things like forms, being able to have longer forms. We'll see some of the changes that happen there. Make it easier for the user to navigate without a bunch of windows flashing in front of them or the screen constantly refreshing. The Office class user experience. All of us oftentimes use Office for differing things, whether it's Outlook, whether it's the Word, PowerPoint, the different products, and being able to move from one to another and have a similar experience is valuable. Dynamics CRM 2011 follows that class of navigation, providing a consistent experience whether you're using any of the Office products. You're going to feel comfortable with the navigation aspects. And as a developer, we're going to have the opportunity to be able to tailor that using things like the ribbon and so forth that are part of that experience and also give us a lot of flexibility in controlling the navigation. We're also going to talk later in a separate session about improving the programming model. So as you get down deeper, as you start needing to do more with the form beyond what you can do with just the web interface, you start getting into scripting. Scripting has had a model in the past. It's being revised as part of CRM 2011. There's backward compatibility to the old model, so don't worry. But there's a lot of new options for being able to work with it and trying to make it a little bit more cleaner separation between the data that you're working with and the user control elements that you're having on there. And we'll talk about how that comes into play, and a lot of that's driven by the need to be able to support things like multiple forms as well as multiple controls of the same type on forms often drive changes to the other APIs as well. So there's a separate session that we'll be going into talking about the programming model in its entirety. Making customizing easier. You'll see a lot of that everywhere, whether it's just simply the drag and drop on the form editor or the ability to, you know, jump into customizing from any of the forms without having to go back to settings every time. A lot of thought was given to how can we make it easier for somebody building a solution, especially not only just the agile side, but also in the more formal integrating with solutions to make it easier to build these solutions and put them together. talking about solutions, all of the stuff that you do for customizing the user experience all plays well with the solution framework. So as you make changes to forms, as you make multiple forms, as you say a form is role-based, you're able to package that all up in the solution framework and be able to deploy that. Just a high level looking at some of the extensibility points. The sitemap obviously controls the overall navigation of the application. That's very similar to what we saw in the past. One of the changes there is the sitemap is now flexible to work where you can have multiple ISVs making changes to it. That sitemap can only affect what they've indicated they're changing the solution, and that gets merged in at the time that you deploy that as part of a solution in a target organization. But the core concepts of the sitemap are very similar to prior versions, so you should feel comfortable. That's how you'll pull in the standard items as well as any of the things in the overall left-hand navigation and just the general control. One area that did change a lot is the ribbon. The ribbon is completely new. So a lot of times we used to have to work with the ISV config file. ISV config files, we'll talk about in a second, is being retired. The ribbon replaces that and provides a new navigational set for commands and actions that you want to do. It's very contextual based, so we'll be talking about the ribbon in detail in a separate session as we dive into how you customize it. But unlike prior navigation capabilities or where you were limited, you couldn't change this or this wasn't supported, you're going to find that the ribbon has a lot more flexibility in being able to control what's there. So if you need to hide an existing button that you know maybe you don't need that functionality, you can hide that. You can add your own buttons onto it. You can repurpose things as you need. You can have things driven by the context that they're in. So based on the fact that a record is selected, for example, you can decide whether a button is enabled on a ribbon or not. A lot of flexibility we'll be talking about. The forms. A lot of changes in the forms. The form editor has gotten a new facelift, fully supporting drag and drop. Form navigation has changed, so this is more from a user point of view. You used to have the tabs across the top. You were limited to a specific small number of tabs. Oftentimes, I believe it was 8 or 9, and oftentimes, you know, people needed 11. They weren't able to do that. You now have the idea of tabs has changed, so it's not across the top. It's down the left-hand side, and you have more flexibility. And you know, if you need 20 of those, you can do that. Obviously, there's some common sense that comes into play in terms of how many of those you want to be able to do. Also, the way that the user navigates between those tabs is now vertical. So you'll see as you look at a form, the tabs now or the sections now line up down there, and you're able to scroll down. And that's more of a continuous form type thing where the user's not constantly having to refresh. You do have a lot more control through scripting, as we'll talk about in the client scripting model, to be able to control all the aspects of the form through scripting, be able to get to the controls, be able to hide controls, be able to hide sections, hide tabs, show tabs, drive those off of data if you need to, all through the client scripting model. You're going to see enhancements to the UI controls, so little things like being able to add custom views, to having the ability to do some pre-filtering or filtered style lookups on the controls. So we'll have a separate section on some of the custom views and filtered lookups and being able some of the features you have later that we'll walk through some of the ways that you can do that. Like I mentioned, the ISV config is being retired. ISV config is kind of a legacy element that used to control not only the toolbar and menu type navigation, but also some of the calendaring pieces. ISV config often was a source of contention as you had multiple people trying to make changes. Things like the toolbar and menu have moved to the ribbon. The ribbon is now, as we'll see when we get into the ribbon section, is now there's global ribbon at the application level, and there's also ribbons at each individual entity. So where you used to have to, let's say on contact, if you wanted to add a menu item or a toolbar item on there, you would go into ISV config. That became a source of contention when everybody was trying to modify the same thing and it wasn't set up to handle multiple people trying to all edit the same file. You'll now see that as part of the ribbon, and we'll go into that in more detail when we get into the ribbon. Form navigation is more flexible also. You're able to have a lot more control if you need to add ad hoc items, you need to change the names. I'll actually show you in how you can do a lot of this from the UI, but you can also do it through the form XML itself. This is showing an example of how the navigation moved from the ISV config into the entity as part of the navigation structure within there. This is showing the, like a left nav and basically the you know, if you want to have a customized sales area, maybe you know, shipped orders, pending orders, you want to have multiple links, you have a lot of flexibility to be able to control that. You also now have the ability to bring custom query strings into forms, query string parameters, I should say. So the idea here is, let's say you had some type of application that launches the CRM form. You need to pass some data in so the form was able to work off that or maybe preset some values. Now, that was supported always if the fields were attributes. So if you were setting like first name on contact, you could pass that in. But where it became tricky is what if you wanted to bring something in that was more of a process control type variable or something where there wasn't an attribute for it. Oftentimes, people had to hack the entity and kind of add custom fields for no other purpose than being able to bring them in on the query string. You're now able to use 10 different data types to be able to bring those in on the query string. You define them through the form parameters. The form parameters allow you to specify a name. You'll notice in here it's test underscore and then a name. That test underscore is, you know, the underscore and then that prefix is a required. You can't use CRM underscore for it. And it, the general recommendation is just like other customizations, you prefix it with your own customization prefix like Contoso underscore whatever. So it's uniquely related to you and doesn't have a chance of conflicting with somebody else. I'm not going to spend a ton of time going through this slide because I want to actually jump into a demo here and show some of this, but we've talked a little bit about this, but in addition to the long forms, the continuous forms, you also have some more flexibility with laying things out. Things like the side-to-side forms, the multiple forms per entity, which is a pretty big deal. Multiple forms allows you to basically say that recognize the fact that users may have different views that they work with on a record. If you take the salesperson, they may be interested in one view. If you take the admin, they may be interested on a different view. And yet the customer service agent totally focused on, do we have any support cases for this particular customer? And that's all able to be driven by roles and have multiple forms. So just as you would lay things out on a single form, you're now also able to do that with multiple forms, a copy an existing form, assign roles to it, and have that form only show up for users that are assigned those roles. Gives ability to tailor it based on the role that the users are in. Gives a lot more flexibility for this different solutions there. You're now able to have subgrids. So in the past, we used to not be able to have, we kind of had to do our own roll your own. I want the grid of activities to show up on. Had to kind of do an iframe and, you know, pull the URL. That's now supported out of the box. In fact, you'll find on the form editor, you can just say insert subgrid, drop a subgrid on there, say I want it to be activities, and you're good to go. And a lot of things around just making it easier. So you'll see the drag and drop, the ability to move things around. You can drag and drop fields, drag and drop sections. Now let's go ahead and look at a demo of this. So if you recall, I have our Contoso solution that I've worked on before. I'm going to go ahead and jump into that and make a few more changes. There's a couple different ways that you can get to the form stuff, and I want to kind of highlight that real quick to start with. So the first thing I want to do is come in here, and we see our kid entity. If you recall, this is contact that we renamed as kid. I can come in and look at forms. So you'll notice that I've got my main and my mobile. So this gives you the ability to choose which form you're going to modify. Views have now been separated out as a separate entry on here. So you may be used to in prior versions seeing those all combined together. I can create new pages. So I can create a new main form, a new mobile form. And as I'm working with these different ones, if I'm doing role-based forms, I can assign roles to those forms to decide which ones are applicable. And I can obviously come in here and continue to work with it. And you might have seen in some of the prior examples or demos where now what you're able to do is just simply drag these fields around. The same is true if you want to add. So if we wanted to add, for example, latitude and longitude on here, maybe we want to install a tracking device so we always know where our kids are. And you'll notice this is another thing. So that little red line that you get at the top tells you where it's lined up, so you just kind of line that up and drop that in, and so that gives you flexibility to be able to move things around. If I did want to have where I had some spacing, so maybe I wanted to line this up here, you can also now come over here to the insert menu. Insert menu is kind of your friend for being able to find things, so this is where you'll find your sections. If you want to add a new tab, a new section, you'll notice that we've got, tabs can have now two columns. The sections, you have choices of 1, 2, 3, or 4 columns. You also can do things like web resource, like I was mentioning. If you just want to quickly insert a web resource grid on the form, you can do that from there. The spacer is what I was kind of getting at here. So in the case where here I want to make so that I have a blank field, you can use the spacer, drop that in to be able to pull that in. The drag and drop not only works with just the built-in fields that you have on here, you can also, you know, filter this so you can get the custom fields and, you know, pull those on. You can also drag and drop the sections. So as I work with these, so here I'm selecting general, you know, I may decide that I want to make that the professional section is not as important as the personal, so I can grab that, move that up, and you have the complete flexibility to move things around. You also notice that there's some other options on here when you're working with this. So if I go back up to general, slide up a little bit, you'll notice this header here. And you might be tempted to come over here and say, well, you know, I want to put a field up in the header. And you have to understand that when you're working with the header, there's also a footer down at the bottom. In order to work with those, you'll actually come over to the Home tab. And there's a selector for what the active one is. So you notice now I'm on body. So if I want to work with the header, you know, maybe I want to drop the full name on there. So come over here, find full name. And notice now it'll let me drop on to the header, but it won't let me drop onto the body anymore. And so keep that in mind. If you're not able to drop, make sure to check your selector of where you're at. Same thing if I wanted to work with the footer, I can just jump into that. Another nice thing is the left navigation. I mentioned that you can certainly work with that through the form XML, you know, through getting into the customization file. But you also have the ability to click on navigation here and be able to have flexibility to move some of these around. You can, you know, so maybe I decide I want to have activities up in front. I hope some contacts aren't something I have to deal with my kids, so we're going to remove that. And you'll notice that it comes over on the Relationship Explorer here, so you can kind of look at the different relationships, you know, as you need to be able to pull those on. You can also, in the context, go create a new relationship. So the idea is less having to jump around and have to go to different places. You're able to do things right where you are already as you're working in context. One other quick thing I want to show before I wrap this up is right now I'm doing this all from within the solution itself. What I might want to do, though, is when I'm looking, oftentimes when you realize you need to make a change, you're doing that from the form itself. So maybe I went over to the kids entity, and I happened to be, you know, pulled up one of those, and I was looking at it and trying to decide, well, you know, I think I need to make a change to this. You'll notice now that if you have permission that there's now a customized tab on there, and you can quickly get to the form, the custom entity. You can do the publish from there. And you can do the same thing if you have permission from the grid as well. So, and same for the view. So if you're looking at a view and deciding, well, you know, real quickly, I want to be able to have a different field on there, I could just come in here and say, I want to add a field. I want to add latitude on there. Drop that on. Save the view. Publish the entity and it's done. I don't have to go over to settings, customizations, find the right thing, look for the entity. I'm able to do that all right from the context of being able to be where I'm at. One other important thing to mention, if you're making customizations from here, it will do them in the context of the default solution, which isn't normally a problem because you're all unmanaged. If you recall when we talked about the solutions, that any unmanaged solution kind of exists in the same layer. But you will notice that if I come into the form and, for example, I go to create a, let's just create a new field, you're going to notice that it prefixed it with new underscore because that's the current default prefix. And what I really want is to have it be Contoso just like all my other stuff. So one of the tricks that I'd pass along that it makes it real helpful, if you come over to customizations, bring up your publisher list, and what you can do is you can change the prefix on the default publisher because the default publisher is the one that's used anytime you're making changes from the form. As to pull the prefix from. So if we change this to Contoso here, I'm going to go back over to Workplace, go back to Customize, bring that form up again, Go create a new field. And you'll notice now that that prefix comes up as Contoso. I'm able to then quickly do it. And just because I'm working in the context, I want them all to fall under my prefix. This allows them to be there. Because unmanaged all falls within the same thing, as long as KID or the entity you're working on is in your solution, when you export your solution, it'll still be a part of it. But this gives you the flexibility to still use that quick, agile design process of being able to go look at the record, click on customize, and immediately make changes to it as you're iterating through some of your changes. So that's an overview of some of the form and user extensibility sections. We'll be going into this in great detail in a number of different sessions as we dive down into each of the things like ribbon, filtered views, web resources, all in different subsessions to this one.